Welcome to the Persian Gulf Helpline. The Department of Defense recently announced that a greater number of Persian Gulf War veterans than originally estimated were potentially exposed to nerve agents from the demolition of Iraqi chemical weapons in 1991. If you served in the Gulf, you may be concerned about your possible exposure to these agents and the effects that such exposure may have on your future health. While no diagnostic test is available to determine if you were exposed to chemical agents, VA does offer a free, comprehensive medical examination and other special health services that can help address your concerns. If you have a disability that you believe is related to your exposure to environmental agents, or you are disabled by an injury or illness that occurred while in the service, you may be entitled to VA disability compensation. The VA also offers an online computer bulletin board. Computer users may reach the bulletin board by dialing 1-800-US-1-VETS or 1-800-871-8387.
Don't move it. Max Audio Service. Please enter a 4-digit code. Testicular enlargement is most often caused by an accumulation of clear or straw-colored fluid. It can occur on its own or following an inflammation of the testes, epididymis, an injury, or neoplasm. Testicular enlargement should not be ignored, as it can be one of the signs of testicular cancer. It is best to seek the attention of a medical professional if you or someone you love is experiencing this problem. Treatment is usually by aspiration. Incision may be necessary if the enlarged testicle is very large or uncomfortable. For more information about testicular health, check with a qualified medical professional. Thank you for using Dex Audio Services. Keep listening and become an informed consumer.
Mr. Parallel, this is Agent Smith from Walmart Corporate Security, and I have a message for you from the Merovingian. Stop with the PWS. You are telling the people exactly what they need to hear, and the people do not need to revolt. Walmart has got everybody by the balls, Mr. Parallel. Walmart has infiltrated almost every community in America, and that is good business. They have shut down all of the low-cost competition by undercutting them. They proclaim Buy American, Mr. Parallel, and they outsource everything to the Japanese, to the Chinese, to the Malaysians, and to the Mexicans. And they don't pay anybody fair and human wages. So stop, Mr. Parallel, by trying to free the people, as this will do nothing but incite revolt.
The number called has been changed to telephone number 0171891 4567.
Kein Anschluss unter dieser Nummer.
Избавлен номер Жоюга.
Набранный вами номер не существует.
您拨的号码不存在, 请查询后再拨, 谢谢.
This is the Goat Roper, and you're listening to Radio Freak America. Technology, privacy, and freedom around the world.
What up, fuckers?
That's not quite how I was going to start the show. I was going to say, it's like having sex with a woman for the first time. Sometimes, you know, it's a little, maybe you're a little nervous, right? It's a little uncomfortable, you know? Things don't quite fit the way they should, right? You know what I mean? Sometimes it gets in her eye or something like that. That's what it's like sometimes. What?
It only lasts 15 seconds.
Let's hope it's not quite like that. You know what? And if it's like that for you, that's okay. That's okay.
You go for quality, not quantity.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, so not having RFA for a while, coming back can be... You know, it's a little, you might be a little nervous. You might be a little, you know, maybe a little giddy about listening to RFA. But we're back. We're back. Episode 98. It's been a little while. We've got a lot of good stuff this show. We're going to start out with a story from Hypocrite Hill. We've got some freak news, a lot of freak news, some happy, some not. And then we're going to talk about a special subject, something dear to my heart, something I've been getting more involved in lately and plan to get even more involved with. So that will be RFA 98. We are back. Sit back and relax. I've got water tonight.
I had milk of the chocolate, but now I've got my glass of lukewarm water.
Oh, very nice. That's the powder, not the syrup, right?
Oh, always the powder. Always the powder.
Because you can like put it on your piece of peanut butter toast and give it that extra oomph in the morning, you know?
Absolutely.
Mix it in with your cereal. Okay. As I stated, Hypocrite Hill. Not Capitol Hill, Hypocrite Hill. What happened on Hypocrite Hill? Well, lots of things, I'm sure you know, but this one, is recent, and it just oozes hypocrisy, right? Especially for our community. I saw this on Flashdot originally. I saw this story and I started to read about it. And after I read it, I went to read all the posts, right? All the geeks that post there. And all they talked about were how slimy both sides were. Well, we know that already. That's not the point, right? That wasn't the point of this story, but I guess everybody Flashdot missed it, right? Well, we're going to talk about the real impact on our community right now. And if you hadn't seen it, research it. It consists of infiltration of files. That's right. And this is from the Boston Globe. The Republican staff members of the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee infiltrated opposition computer files for a year, monitoring secret strategy memos and periodically passing on copies to the media, Senate officials told the Globe. I'll continue to read. From the spring of 2002 until at least April 2003, members of the GOP committee, GOP means Republican, by the way, grand old party, staff exploited a computer glitch that allowed them to access restricted Democratic communications without a password. Trolling through hundreds of memos, they were able to read talking points and accounts of private meetings discussing which judicial nominees Democrats would fight and with what tactics. Okay, so it all stems from basically judicial appointments and how the parties have been fighting and brawling about it for damn near 20 years, okay? So that's where it all stems. To continue, with the help of forensic computer experts from General Dynamics and the U.S. Secret Service, his office, Sergeant Arms, blah, 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 has interviewed about 120 people to date and seized more than half a dozen computers. Oh, that's kind of a little bit of sweet justice right there, isn't it? Including four judiciary servers, one server from the office of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist of Tennessee, and several desktop hard drives. Okay, so, to summarize, right, the Republicans probably got some intern, right, some low-level sleazeball to do their dirty work, right, who knew how to use a mouse, right, because them old white guys don't. And click around and find these memos on unsecured space in their computer systems. Was that right? Well, let's see. Let's get a quote here from, I think this is Miranda. I think he's one of the lowlifes who was doing this. Let's see. There appears to have been no hacking, no stealing, and no violation of any Senate rule, Miranda said. Who was Miranda? Son of a bitch. I think he's, let me see, damn, I can't find it. Regardless, let me read his quotes. Well, that's kind of pointless if I don't know who it is and I'm reading his quotes. I am going to find this, gosh darn it. Well, here, let's do this. Senate Majority Leader Frist argued that the only wrongdoing was on the part of the Democrats, right? Both for the content of their memos and for their negligence in placing them where they could be seen. I'm going to quote Miranda anyways. Stealing assumes a property right, and there is no property right to a government document. These documents are not covered under Senate disclosure rule because they are not official business, and to the extent they were disclosed inadvertently by negligent staff. So, just because the staff, whoever is in charge of securing these documents, transporting these documents, and making sure nobody else can read them on these computer systems, did not secure them properly, that gives them the right, apparently, to view them. That gives them the right to disseminate these documents and hand them out. I'm very calm right now. Very calm. Mostly because I want to find out who Miranda is. God damn it. It's been a week, by the way. This came out the 22nd, and about 5 days. It's the 27th now. Bland, help me out, please.
Yes.
Fuck, this has pissed me off. I can't find out who fucking Miranda is. God damn it. I've slept since I've read it. You know, I wish I could just grep documents. Here we go, god damn it, motherfuckers. Hatch also said blah, 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 Orrin Hatch. Many news reports have subsequently identified that person as Manuel Miranda, who formerly worked in the Judiciary Committee office and now is the chief judicial nominee advisor in the Senate Majority Leader's office. So he might not be a lowlife, right? He might not be a low-level lowlife. His computer hard drive name was stamped on the email from a national abortion and blah, 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 blah. Okay, so that's who he is. That's who Manuel Miranda is. He is now the chief judicial nominee advisor in the Senate Majority Leader's office. So apparently he is on the committee and he had access to these memos because that's what they were regarding, obviously. So that's who he is. Damn. Now I'm more pissed off at myself than I am them. But think about it, right? They can go around viewing other documents and spew, right, viewing memos that are not theirs, they're not supposed to see, whether it's legal or not, whether there's a Senate rule or not. They bypassed, right, any type of authorization. They bypassed where, you know, there should have been a password there, but there wasn't, they still, so they bypassed it. And they say that they were disclosed inadvertently by negligent Democratic staff, so they're putting the blame on other people. Okay. So where's the hypocrisy? Let's think a minute. Let's think back. Does the name Dr. Sousa mean anything to you? Dr. Sousa, Stephen Puffer. Not even a federal system. He found an open wireless access point, and I believe it was it a county, state, or a county? I think it was a county system.
County.
So he checked it out. He actually accessed it just to make sure that he knew what he was talking about, just to make sure that when he goes to tell these people about their vulnerability, that he knew what he was talking about, that he could prove it. Yes, I've been there. Here it is, you know, right up front. They fucking busted him. Did they arrest him? I don't know, but he went through court battles. It cost him tens of thousands of dollars. And he helped them. He helped them. These slime balls have been disseminating this stuff to the media. That's how they were busted. Because, you know, people put two and two together. They found the words in memos and the words in newspapers and said, wait a minute, how's this getting out? Right? People said, wait, wait a minute, bitches. Somebody's going through our shit. But it's okay for these motherfuckers to do that. Because there's no Senate rule. And they were dumb and they couldn't secure their shit. We can't use that goddamn excuse because we do it all the time, motherfuckers. We tell you that your shit's not secure. We try to help you, and then you fucking arrest us. Llama much? Huh? What the fuck, you pieces of shit? That is just such utter bullshit. That makes me mad. I haven't read it since, for 5 days. I read it that day, you know? I read it that day. I haven't seen it since. I haven't had time to research it since. But it really, really incenses me. I'm not happy at all. I'm not happy. We might be calling. When we get into the freak news, we might be making a phone call and talking to somebody about this. So I think more research needs to be put into this. More time needs to be spent on seeing what happens with these people. And if anything does happen to these people, what these you know exact rules are. Because I guarantee you if they were negligent and left something open, maybe on the internet or maybe as we drove by and there was a wireless access point, and we read those memos, we would be in jail so fast, so fast. And if we said, well, but they didn't secure it. You know, they're morons. It's all their fault that we had the stuff we were disseminating to the media, right? I don't know, and I don't know, maybe there are some type of classification issues. Maybe this is, not proprietary. I don't know what they would use, official use only. I don't know. Maybe these memos aren't meant for the public, for public consumption. But they did it. They did it anyways. Am I wrong, Bland, to be mad? I'm really, really agitated right now.
No, actually, that's perfectly natural, you know?
Yeah.
They freaking do whatever they want, right?
Right.
And one of us drives that shit, not a chance,
yeah.
Man. Not a remote prayer.
Exactly.
I mean, it's because... It's like, consider the source. Because if we tried that, then what are we? Well, we're just dirty, naughty hackers. But if they tried, then, oh, it was the government, and, you know, how do you deal with me? I mean, the government is being allowed to perpetuate all manners of atrocity towards its own citizens, and, you know, and this is a computer crime, I mean, what's the difference? I mean, they're allowed to, you know, cover up the truth about UFOs and JFK and everything else.
And weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah, they're allowed to fabricate weapons of mass destruction, so, you know, fuck.
Yeah.
And we're surprised, you know, we're
right.
surprised that they're, you know, basically, it's the same thing as, you know, industrial espionage. I mean, you go in there and you're reading the plans of, you know, the other corporation, read the Democrats, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Shit, you know, I'm not surprised at all. It kind of gives me a chuckle.
Yeah, well, I hope somebody goes away for this, right? I hope somebody, I hope much of their life is wasted in having to deal with this this transgression. Because you're right, Bland, we're freaking filthy hackers because we do this stuff, right? Hacker in the worst media sense of the term, right? But they're just overzealous party members, you know. Oh, give me the money, corporation. Let's go invade a country and kill people, right? So, yeah, you're right. There are many other worse things that the government has done. The worst, probably invading a country and killing people for no reason whatsoever, right? Who knows? Well, there's a reason. We just don't know what it is. It definitely isn't WMDs. But this is very, very important to our community. Right? Not just to me. I'm sure it doesn't just piss me off. I don't know what the fuck the fuckers on Slashdot, they can't... what the hell are they talking about? We know they're slime balls. They've been slime balls for years. We know that. What is important here is that we're being put away. Our lives are being wasted. People are getting felonies on their damn records. Right? People are going to prison. It's costing people tens of thousands of dollars for trying to help somebody else. But they can just do it nonchalantly, like it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, I've done it for a year. Yeah, well, they took computers. I will follow this. I want to follow this. I want to know what happens. I want to write letters, right? I hope... As everyone will see, there will be more activism from our small part of the community. Or maybe I should say we will be more active, right? So it doesn't sound so bad, right? So revolutionist. But things will be done. I must continue. We have to go on. That was about a 20-minute rant there, I think. So that was just pure anger. And I don't see how anybody could feel it anything different. So let's move on, Bland, to the freak news. I've lost my tone dialer. Bland thinks that Black Ops came in and grabbed it with some other choice documents.
Absolutely.
Which is probably true. So I've got a substitute. That's right. That's the Game Boy Advanced SP. God bless Nintendo. Let's start with, oddly enough, let's start with the screw up by Quest, because they suck ass. And this actually really does suck, because people need to know these names and addresses. What Quest Dex did, at least here in New Mexico, this lovely shit all over the state of New Mexico, is they've got the Quest Dex, right? The white and yellow pages. So I've got the white pages in my hand. You go to the blue section, right? Which everybody, they surf the blue section, I hope. I hope you do. You go to federal in ours, and you go down to the S's, and you go to senator. We have Jeff Bingaman and St. Pete Domenici, our two senators. Their numbers, by the way, are both 505. Jeff Bingaman is 346-6601. The TBD for him is 346-6605. And St. Pete is 346-6791. So there we go. This is actually the last rendition of the phone book used through December 03. Well, it's not December 03. It's 04, bitch. And we got a new Quest Dex. So let's go to this is real time, by the way. I've heard about it. Haven't looked it up. We're going to try it out right now. Going to the blue section. That means government. I'm at state. Let's keep going to fed. Oh, passed it. There we go. Veterans, National Assessment Group, Rural Development. Okay, here we go. Let's start at the end of the R's, Rural Development. Nope, Senators is past R, so let's keep going into the S's. Let's go down to, savings bonds, U.S. Nope, don't want that. Let's go to Secret Service. The Secret Service in Albuquerque, the number is 248-5290, in case you want to know. Should be getting close, because after Secret, S-E-C, Senator should be coming up soon, S-E-N. So again, Secret Service, 248-5290. The next we got Social Security Administration. Wait a minute. Let me look again. Secret Service, Social Security Administration. No fucking senators! What the fuck? What if I don't have access to a computer? Right? And I can't get all the information I need. I don't have that nice email form on any of their sites. I can send them emails and say, hey, thanks a lot for, you know, giving me Medicare benefits, whatever. You know? What if I have to use a phone? Right? There are ways that underprivileged people can get a phone line, and of course, if they have an address, they can get phone books. It'll be dropped on their front door. That's the gateway to their representatives right there. And it's not fucking there! That is not a trivial screw-up, you motherfuckers! Voting is important. Getting in contact with your representatives is very important. And the phone is one of the few ways that the underprivileged have to get in touch with these people. Okay. So there's one screw-up from Quest. You know, and Bland, was I not? Last time I talked about Quest, I tried to be very, very positive. Very positive. Even though they were screwing me for $10 a month for 7 months, I was still very positive because the guy was very helpful. He got me all these, refunds that I've yet to see. But, tried to get me some money back that basically I was owed. I was very, very positive, very calm about the whole thing. At the time, I didn't notice that he never asked for the password that I had discussed earlier on an earlier episode of RFA. He never asked me for that. I mean, maybe I thought, since I'm just, you know, doing bill kind of stuff, I'm not adding or removing features or doing anything like that, you know, nothing major, you know, major account changes. Well, I guess it is major account changes, but maybe that's what I thought. It just didn't come to mind. Whatever. So, I wanted to add something to my line. I wanted to add the automatic line blocking, right? So I'm going to dial *67, right? I just changed my number. I need to make sure that feature's on my line. So I called up Quest, right? 800-244-1111 with extended service hours. And I spoke to David 4263. That's right, David 4263. And, first, let's talk about the password. I wanted to make changes to my account. He didn't ask my password, and I said, is there a password on my account? And he said, I'm sorry. I wanted to make some changes, and I said, well, you didn't ask me my password. And he said, David 4263, said, well, we don't ask you your password if it's you. We only ask the password if other people call in to make changes to your account. And I said, whoa, back up, 4263. You mean I set a password, and if somebody knows my name and address, which is the only authentication that you ask for, they can make changes to my account? And he said, well, I said, you know what, David, 4263, I want you to put a password so everybody, anybody who calls, will be asked for the password. Because that's just fucking stupid, you ass. Why else have a password? So he said, okay, we'll do. I will put it on there so everybody who called must be asked for the password. I said, thank you, David 4263. And then I asked, can you please put automatic line blocking on my phone? Which, in the front of the Quest Dex Yellow Pages, states that you can have it enabled if you request it for free. It's in black and white, right? They did not forget to put that in the front of the Quest Dex, the white pages, actually, in the white pages. It's there. I saw it. I read it right before I called. Guess what? 4263 said it doesn't exist. We don't have it. I'm sorry. I don't know what that is. Let me research it. No, I'm sorry. It doesn't exist. We don't have it. I said, fuck it. Okay, fine. Bye-bye. I wanted to do a little testing anyway. So I called back, I think actually later that day. Later that day. Because David did that, he did the password right there. So later that day I called and I got Michelle 6617. Right? She's about 2,400 more than David. Michelle 6617. Didn't ask me for my password. In fact, she gave me my information to authenticate me. That's right. No password whatsoever. She gave me my information. Your dual parallel? I said, yes, I am. At a blah, 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 blah address? I said, yeah. Yeah, that's me. Fuck. Fucking A. Whatever. Can you put automatic line blocking on my account? Yeah, she could. She found it. She had to actually get off the phone, too, and research it and whatever. And she said, oh, yes, it's there, and we'll put it on your line. Thank you very much. At the end, I said, okay, I've tried 700 times 6617 to put this on my line. The password, that is. To put this password on my account. She said, oh, yeah, we can't do that. I said, what? We can't do that here. We don't do those kinds of things. After David and whoever else I talked to and a number told me they could. Told me they did. So what did she do? She said, you have to go to... I think she had to actually confer with somebody with this. You have to go to the special needs center. Special needs. Now, of course, I know what special needs means. I know exactly what it meant. I said, oh, isn't that for the people who need TTY service and things like that? Oh, no. This is where they can do things, special things to your account. Way to go, Michelle. Let's call and see what Michelle gave me. Would you mind holding, Bland?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you very much. Okay. So let's see if Michelle was right and I'm wrong.
Hours are Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Fucking bitch was wrong!
Is it just me? Or did that sound like a little TTY-age?
I don't know, Bland. Maybe that's just the special tone that tells you that they can do special things to your account when you call this toll-free number.
No, I think you're right.
I must be a moron. I must be a fucking idiot. You know what I'm going to do? I've had this, you know, Bland, and everybody. I'm sorry, Bland. I know I've been ranting. I haven't given you a fair shake this show.
Hello.
I got to tell you, Bland, I got to thank you for keeping me from the dark side, Bland. Really, everybody, I've been wanting to do things. I don't know why, if they're fun or what. I've been wanting to do things that we shouldn't do. I just really, really want to do them. But Bland has been talking me down. What did you tell me, Bland? I forgot what you told me, but it worked. And I knew I shouldn't do these things. But you know what? I want to do them now. I want to change. I want to take a phone book. I want to take this damn white pages right here, right here. Bad radio. I want to take that and go to a payphone. Right? Not Bayesbox, of course. And frickin' start changing people's service. As many as I can to let them know that they are fucking morons. That all I want is a simple motherfucking one word. The alphabet, that's all. I'm not going to use a crazy 10-character upper, lowercase, number, special character password that I use in my Linux boxing. No. I just want to give one simple motherfucking word, password on my account. That's it. So you know what I'm going to do? That's it. I'm going fucking nuts. I'm going to go start changing people's accounts. That's it right now. I'll cancel their service. I'll add on a bunch of shit. I'll sign them up for long distance. I'm gonna go through 10 million of these fucking names right here and fucking add that shit on. No, not really. I'm not gonna do that. Right, Bland? I shouldn't do that, right?
No, you should not do that. That would be bad.
That would be bad. Sure would show them what the fuck is up. Right? So I could call up. I could add, dude. I'll find everybody that's got the minimal service, right? Because then maybe they just use a cell phone. And I'll add everything, dude. I'll turn their shit into a business line with freaking DSL. Fuck! And I'll give them a fucking Watts line. I'll give him a goddamn toll-free number, and then maybe Quest can call him on that and say, oh, sorry, we should have let you put a password on your account. That just really, really angers me. So that was my Quest Dex adventure. Keep listening and become an ass. You know, I was trying to be so positive. Even AT&T, I was positive about them. And they sent me a goddamn fucking postcard with all the notice of bill statement fee change. I don't fucking have your service, bitch. And we went through this. They had, oh, we have no record of you having a phone number or any charges on an account. We have no record of an account at this number. But they just sent me a goddamn postcard that says they're going to be changing the statements. You dumbasses. You know? No more being nice or being calm. Bullshit. I think evil's the way to go, everybody. Let's just live up to our namesake. Let's do what the media says we are right now. Let's all just fucking DOS. Well, I like that, by the way. DOSing SCO's site with that we're in my doom. I like that. Because I'm evil now. I love it. Let's go. Let's just do all the fucking bad things. Because you know what? It's just bullshit anyways. Is there anything we can do other than show them their wrongdoing? Maybe there is. Maybe all this overreaction is for nothing. Maybe there's a way. Maybe we're doing it right now. Maybe we're doing what we should be doing right now. Doing this radio show. Writing T-files. Sharing information the right way. Trying to help people. We'll see. Maybe things will change. Maybe there will be bigger and better things for us to do. So, the freak news is not over. And by golly, Bland, you're going to get a turn to talk. I'm very sorry, Bland.
Oh, no.
Pardon my ranting and raving.
Oh, no, not at all.
Let us, Bland, delve into another telco, and that telco would be...
Verizon.
Verizon. What a name. Verizon.
It's not any easier to spell than 9X.
No. But it's like the horizon, Verizon. Okay.
And you got Darth Vader doing the promo spot.
Hell yeah. So what about Verizon?
Well, my wife, or as I like to call her, the House Finance Committee, does, you know, the bills in the Inquisitor household. And just as well, because I am just ungodly bad with numbers. So it works out that way. Plus, she's down with the money, so, you know, rocks on. More power to her.
Hell yeah.
So we get the Verizon bill. And she's like, Bland. And I'm like, yes, dear. How come our bill is so expensive? And I'm like, well, it shouldn't fluctuate. We have DSL, which is the same every month. And we have, you know, the full package, which is, you know, all of everything. I mean, I got it all. Unlimited local, you know, long distance. I got forwarding, three-way. I got everything but the fucking co-op man coming to my house to make me tea.
Hell yeah.
I got it all, and it's one price. So the Verizon bill should be one of those things that we can count on. It should be, you know, death taxes and the Verizon bill.
Yes.
The Verizon bill is a little more expensive. Or it was a little more expensive than, you know, what those two figures should add up to, right? So she's like, Bland, you know about phones. Read this bill. So, yeah, I read the bill, and sure as shit, on page 3, I'm being charged for DSL and dial-up.
What?
Yeah. When I moved within the city. I used to live on the other side of town. Now I moved here to the barrio, where I'm happy. And Verizon, they're such cool people. I mean, they are really good people. I've never talked to one prick calling Verizon.
Really?
They're just the greatest people in the world. And so when I moved, they had to come out here and, you know, condition the line and all that stuff. So they gave me 1 month of free dial-up so that I would have an internet solution while they were conditioning the line here at the, in June, new house. Okay? So, get on the phone with Verizon. I'm like, hey, y'all, I'm being charged here for dial-up, and, you know, why do you want a hamburger when I got steak? You know what I mean? I don't need, you know, dial up and I got your DSO here, 1.5. Anyway, and so they're like, yeah, you sure are. That's messed up. And she researched it, and not only have I been paying for DSL since June, I never got a month of complimentary. They charged me for that as well. It added up to about 150 bones. As $19.95 a month since June, right? And the lady was like, oh, we are so sorry. That is not cool. And I was like, you took the words right out of my mouth, lady. So she credited my account $150, which means that, you know, it's not that I got any money from them. I just got my money back, and it's not that I got my money back because they got my money either way, and they get to keep it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Shit, you know, it's two phone bills I don't have to pay. You know.
So not only did you get the credit for the DSL and the dial up, you also got your telephone for free, correct?
Yes.
Very nice.
They added. They put the whole credit on. And they said it would be used to pay the internet first, and then it would pay phone. So, you know, my internet is like, what, $40, and then the phone is like $70. And so, I mean, like, they'll pay the internet, then that, and then they'll pay internet again.
Very nice.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a small victory that I called the telco, and they didn't fuck me over. They were just like, dude, that's rank that we did that to you. We are so sorry. I was like, no, that's cool. Just give me my money, you know?
Right.
I mean, they weren't prickish. They weren't, you know, I've talked to some phone companies, and I know you've never experienced this, but I've talked to some phone companies where they fuck up and they make me feel like it's my fault. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, how come you didn't process your billing cycle? What? That's your job.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, they're always like, well, if you weren't such an idiot, then maybe we wouldn't, you know, maybe we would know that you didn't have our service ever, and we're still sending you bills. You know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
It's just, Verizon, you know, I got to pimp Verizon here. They, man, they are so good. They, you know, you hardly ever have to talk to a computer, you know, just at the beginning, and then you tell it, you know, I want to talk to a fucking human, you go right to a human. And, you know, they're cool. They're not, it's not outsourced to a country where I don't readily understand their take on the English language.
Like Walmart?
Yeah, like Walmart. I call somebody, and by God, I'm talking to a Texan. And that's nice, you know?
It is.
It's just, they're good people, and they realize their error, and they apologize. She spent 5 minutes apologizing. And I'm like, look, man, you know, that's great, but give me my money.
Right.
You know, it's just, they were just so nice. They were good people to deal with, and I'm happy to do business with them. If wherever I move across this great land, if I can by any means have Verizon, I will do it.
You know, if nothing else, Bland, RFA is a dichotomy. For you to say such words when you first said that, right, when you prefaced everything, I almost passed out. My God, I almost dropped over dead. Because David 4263 was an ass. Either he was really stupid, but more than likely, I think he was just being an ass. Oh, line blocking doesn't exist. We don't have that. Because I gave him shit about the password. Because I said, wait a minute. You know? Because I questioned him. So, you know what? David 4263, fuck you. And props to Verizon. If, you know, Bland's a good man. And a smart man. And I don't think they can pull anything over on anybody. And they definitely can't do it to Bland. So if Bland says it, I take it. That's amazing. Yeah, you know what? And that's, we need those good, heartfelt stories. I'm very, very happy. Very happy. I'll admit, I've had similar with the problems I used to have with my Comcast cable internet. There were some problems, but I'd call them up, and they were so nice. You know what, probably because they were Canadian, you know?
Yeah, no kidding.
I'd get Nova Scotia or whatever, you know, and they were just so nice, for crying out loud. Loved them to death. So I guess I have experienced both sides. But Quest is just the worst. And they didn't give me shit. They didn't compensate me at all. They just, oh, yeah, you'll get the credits for the stuff we screwed you. That's it. He's nice about it. You know what? I don't want to quite end the freak. By the way, thank you, Glenn. That was a great story.
It was pleasurable. You know, I, blah, blah, blah about my job, but, you know, it's cool to be treated with respect.
Yeah.
It's cool to call somebody and they're just like, man, you know. And, you know, now it's, you know, I'm overly nice because I work in retail. I'm like, I suppose I'm overly nice to other people in retail or in sales or in any sort of service business. Like, I never send food back ever. You know, they could bring me a big plate of bell peppers, which is the nastiest food ever.
I agree.
And I would probably eat it. I mean, I don't send stuff back. I don't like to make waves. I don't, you know. And so, you know, I'm talking to the lady, and she's like, oh, we're so sorry. I feel like an ass, you know. And I'm just like, look, man, you guys have got like 30 bazillion customers, and, you know, I'm this one guy out here in middle of nowhere, Texas, and, you know, I'm sure occasionally one person will fall through the cracks. I mean, no system is perfect. She's like, oh, you're so good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It was great. It made me happy.
Must have been nice.
And, you know, I'm almost remiss to say that I don't get to talk to Verizon tech support very much.
That's just, you know, it, beyond respect, I mean, boy, that'd be nice. Common decency as a customer, you know? Hey, we value the jack that you're putting down our throats, so I'll talk to you decently. You know? Give me that for crying freaking out loud. You know? I kind of don't expect the girl throwing the freaking teriyaki bowl out the drive-thru window at me to be nice, you know? Because fuck, they're not.
Yeah.
So fuck them. But, you know, hey, if I'm going to spend, you know, a bill a month, right? If I'm going to drop a couple of zeros on you, be nice.
Yeah.
Be freaking nice. Jiminy Christmas.
At least act like you give a fuck. You don't have to, but...
Yeah.
Tell me.
You know, if nothing else, in that... Whatever you do, whatever it is, you should put all of yourself into it, right? And if it is customer service, right, the definition would be customer service, right? To be nice to the people who are giving you money. Put yourself in your work. You know, and these people, God, are they just, they were dumb. I don't know if they were dumb or ill-trained. Maybe they just weren't trained properly, you know? That's amazing that, you know, there's people, you know, there are people in other countries that know the telephone system better than Michelle 6617 and David 4263, right? And I'm talking about freaks, international freaks.
Oh, yeah.
They're amazing people. They live in another country, and they know our phone system better than the people who actually run it. I don't want to end the freak news just yet. I want to actually, Glenn, if you can do me a favor.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's one site you're at already, but there's another site called... it's www.lifelinesupport.org.
Lifeline?
Lifelinesupport.org. If you could go to that, please. This is a site where you can get information.
So we're there. Low income USAC?
Yeah, low in. It's basically where people can go and get a phone line, right?
Ooh, telecommunications career eligibility.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, this is where you can go and get information if you're, you know, a low-income household and you want to get a phone line. Is there other type of assistance there? I've never been to the site myself.
Let's see. We got rural health care, schools and libraries, telecom carriers.
There we go. Looks like you can get quite a bit of support there.
Full limitation service. Lifeline, low-income appendices, consumer eligibility, mission statement, Lifeline support, state public service and utility resources, Indian reservation customers, en español, and filing requirements.
There we go. And that's all at lifelinesupport.org.
Pick a state below to find out more. We'll do New Mexico. See, you're so close. You're like one state to the left.
I know.
Quest.
Hey, son of a bitch.
Lifeline and Link Up for Quest customers in New Mexico. Lifeline is a government program that offers qualified people a discount on their monthly local telephone bill. Each state has its own guidelines to qualify. How much can I save on my phone bill? You will save up to $15.39. These benefits apply to your local telephone service charges that you purchase as a flat rate service, measured service, and local services purchased as part of a bundled service. These benefits will also cover your subscriber line charge. But how do I know if I'm eligible? Well, you're eligible for Lifeline if you participate in any of the following programs: Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program or Medicaid. Are there restrictions? Lifeline can only be used for the main telephone line in the household. Lifeline customers may purchase all services offered to non-Lifeline customers. The name on your phone bill must match the name of the participant who is eligible for the program. But Duel, how do I apply? To apply for Lifeline, call 1-800-244-1111.
Which is Quest.
Yes. You will be asked to provide proof of your eligibility by providing a copy of a document that verifies that you participate in any of the programs mentioned above. Your Lifeline benefits will take effect when proof of eligibility is received.
That was beautiful, Bland. Thank you.
You know, I took that one media course in college, I think, and news reading.
You did very well. You did very well. Me, I took cussing and swearing.
I took beer bong construction 101.
Straight up. You know what? I'd like to do one. I'd like to make one phone call before we leave the freak news and go to the special topic.
Excellent.
And again, I'd have to ask for your help.
Okay.
Go to PWF. Go to the Watts Line section.
Freak. PWF, Walmart Corporate, extension list.
It's in alphabetical order now.
Phones, watch lines.
Okay, and there should be one Walmart Credit, and it should have parentheses and three words after it. I don't want to give that up right yet.
The outsourced one?
Yes. Okay.
Okay, 877.
Hold on 1 second. Let me write this down. Might as well. Everybody else write this down too. 877.
969.
Uh-huh.
3668.
Okay, Walmart is getting some type of Patriot Retailer Award or something. Yeah, I think it's actually on the History Channel that's going to be broadcast.
For supporting Americans and American-made products and
right.
Giving money to Americans and helping subsidize American people with the aid of the federal government because they don't pay. Sorry.
Yeah, and never undercutting undercutting competition by using products from sweatshop labor.
They would never ever go into a small community and drive the hometown businesses out of business.
Right.
They would never do that.
That would never happen, and they would always, always give any type of jobs regarding Walmart to U.S. citizens. Damn it.
Scratch that.
I misdialed. Hold on, let me try to dial this number.
Right.
Our service center is currently closed.
Damn it.
However, you can visit us at www.walmartcreditcard.com to access your account information online.
Ooh, good. That's a good website I'll put on there. Walmartcreditcard.com. Okay.
Do you want to go ahead and drop that surprise on the listeners?
You know what? No. Well, they'll probably know anyways, but I'm going to make a couple of phone calls to that, at least one, for episode 76.
Okay.
I think that would be a good phone call. So let's leave it at that. Read PWF, you figure it out, you'll have some fun with that. There will also be some calls on episode 76 to that number. All right, I think that's the freak news. Let me, here's our tone tonight.
Oh, boy.
All right. That's the freak news, baby. The special topic, I don't know if this is really, you know, close to your heart, Bland. It is mine. And it is also to end user. They sent me a great email. A really good email. Except the part about Prairie Home Companion. Dude, I don't know what your problem is, but that's just, you need to seek some help, man. That is just the devil. That is Lake Wobegon. Oh, my God. Regardless, end user likes radio. He loves radio, right? He wanted to talk a little bit about it in this email, and he does. He talks about the awesome radio that he gets here, NPR, PRI, which is Public Radio International, CBC, Canadian Broadcast Corp. I'd love to hear that. BBC, right? You get that on some of the public stations. Not to mention all the jazz and Motown, he says. Oh, plus the high school and college radio stations. So that's good stuff. I love that end user because, you know what? Radio is very, very dear to me. Not just this crazy internet radio stuff we do, but real radio, right? Like you'll hear on Off the Hook, right? On Off the Wall from WUSB in Stony Brook. That's real radio, stuff that I love. And I've been getting into it even more lately. Actually, if I may get a little sappy, radio kind of brought me through some hard times in my life, believe it or not. It really did. And understandably, it has a special place in my heart. Like I said, I've been getting into it a little more lately, enjoying it more. I've been, you know, always searching the dial. There's a particular station here in town that I love. It's a college station, a university radio station. They play great, great music. They have great shows, stuff you'll never hear on a clear channel station. You know, they're not having some ultra-conservative rallies either, bitches. But where do you start, right? Where do you go to hear really good radio? Obviously, you turn the dial and probably gravitate towards the, you know, towards the left on that FM dial to avoid the clear channel, right? We'll just call it that, the clear channel. AM is good too, right? You might have some sports stations. Sometimes that's good listening if you like that kind of thing. But probably stick around that left side of the dial, that FM dial. You're going to find your public radio. You're going to find your classical stations. You're going to find that jazz. But there's lots and lots more to radio. Other languages, right? Different forms. Different governments, right? Our government giving the message to other countries. And maybe not in a good way. We don't know. Let me start with the big stuff, and then I'll work back down to like the local radio, the stuff that you can hear on the left side of your dial. Let me start with this big stuff first. Let's start with the International Broadcasting Bureau. If you're not familiar with it, go to www.ibb.gov, and you will find the United States government's International Broadcasting Bureau. And what they do is they basically allocate funding for all of the, I'm not going to say propaganda, but the propaganda that we pipe out to basically the entire world, okay? And yes, I've heard, well, it's just our slant to the story, it's just our spin on the story, it's just our view of the story, much like Al Jazeera has theirs, and there's, you know, we actually get Chinese news in English here, right, news from China on our soil. That's what the IBB does. You know, of course, there were times where the funding was funneled to the CIA, and who knows who controlled it, and maybe there is some psyops involved, whatever. If you want to call it propaganda, if you want to call it psyops, if you want to call it our spin, I don't care, it exists. And you can actually use it to find out, right, to experience other parts of the world. So, again, start at www.ibb.gov, and you'll see all the links to Voice of America, Radio Sawa, Radio Farda, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, right? They're now one entity, RFERL, Radio Free Asia, Radio Marti, which I believe is Cuba, I think. That's Cuba. You can check out, there's all the links to those stations there. One of my favorites, one that I frequent, is Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. And that is essentially the broadcasting of American news to Eastern Bloc countries and Middle East, right? You'll get it in Russia, Kyrgyz, Tajik, right? Afghan. It's broadcast all over that part of the world.
On some languages?
Yeah, please, Blaine.
Afghan, Albanian, Arabic, Armenian, Azerbaijani, Belarusian, Bosnian, Bulgarian, Croatian, Estonian, Georgian, Kazakh. Okay, here's some shit I can't pronounce. Two I can't pronounce. Latvian, Lithuanian, Macedonian, Moldovan, North Caucasus, Persian, Romanian, Russian, Serbian, Slavic, Tajik, Tatar, Bashkir, Turkmen, Ukrainian, Uzbek, and that's it.
There we go. Look at all those languages. Now, and so you're saying, yeah, big deal, right? Well, you can go there. There's actually many ways to get this information, right, in those languages. You can download shows. You can listen live. I think it's all real media. So you can download, listen live.
Yeah, you've got on demand with real audio, live real audio, shortwave. I've got to get me a shortwave radio.
Oh, it's so much fun.
I got to get the shortwave. Local AM, FM in 27 languages to 18 countries.
Right.
And satellite listeners in Iran, Turkey, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Persian Gulf, Russia, Ukraine, Caucasus, Central Asia, India, Pakistan, Southeast Asia, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand.
There you go. And also you can get news on a WAP-enabled phone. I don't know the address. There's a little phone down there. You can click on it when you go to the listen page. So you can listen all those ways, right, all those different ways. You can listen to Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. And you can do it right from your home. You know, I've been using my computer, either doing the listen now, or you know, the download or the listen live. And I listen just to hear other languages. I will pick a language, and yeah, all right, I'm an idiot. I can't understand a damn thing they're saying, but I just love hearing other languages. How often do you get that?
That's right? How you learn to speak English, by the way.
Well, yeah, you know, maybe if you listen long enough, you read a book, listen to some tapes, maybe you can pick it up, who knows? You know, I love hearing other languages. I just want to experience it, right? And that's a very, very good way to do that. That website, by the way, is www.referl.org, Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty.org.
It's so, web.referl.org.
There you go, and there's for your WAP-enabled phones. So that's the big stuff right there. Look at all those. Check all those out. You can get. They have news sites as well. Listen to other languages. You know, just to experience it, right? Just to get a taste of what the world is. Right? I don't know the messages. I don't know what they're saying, and I don't know what the U.S. has them saying. But I think it's important nonetheless to experience that. So there's some of the big stuff, right? There's some of the big boys. And obviously, shortwave is a great way to go. I've been spending a lot more time locally. And I'll go ahead and pimp it. It's KUNM, 89.9 on the FM dial here in New Mexico. And yeah, I tell you what, it's my favorite station. I will go into work late to listen to some of the stuff here, you know. It's so good. I want to hear it. Why is it so good? Well, let's say Bland and I have been doing some hacking, right, on a weekend morning, early morning. We've been hacking all night. And it's 3 a.m., 4 a.m. And I want to hear some noise, right? By the way, it's a genre of music, noise. Like some inverter or something. Guess what? They play it. They play stuff that's probably hard to find on Shoutcast, for crying out loud, but they've got a show in the wee hours of the weekend morning where I can hear that stuff. They've got shows that go beyond NPR and PRI. One of my favorites is Counterspin. And if you want to check, it's such a good show. Again, it's called Counterspin, and their web address is www.fair.org/counterspin. For example, just recently they were talking about the media and how they've been handling the Shiite protests in Iraq for elections, or quote, direct elections, you know, and what the media misses, right, or what the media chooses to miss, right, or misinterpret. You know, we want caucuses, you know, that are going to be what we have basically hand-picked, right, Iraqi government officials to run these caucuses, right, to do the voting. You know, instead of what the Shiites want, and that is an election, period. They want an election, a popular vote. But the media doesn't spin it that way. And counterspin, right, educates us about that. And it goes on and on.
Well, the Shiites would walk away. I mean, they would... there are a lot more Shiites than Sunni Muslims in Iraq. So if they had a direct popular election just by everyone voting party lines or whatever, the Shiites would run away with it.
Yeah, and... Well, regardless who would win the popular vote, we are basically hand-picking who is going to be electing the government there, right?
Right.
We basically put these people in power, right? We hand-pick who is going to be doing the voting in these caucuses.
Yeah, I don't like, and I hate to interrupt, I'm sorry, but
no.
I don't like the government, the U.S. government's track record on hand-picking leaders for countries, like Manuel Noriega.
Yeah.
You know? Like Osama bin Laden himself.
Yeah.
Like Saddam Hussein himself. These are people, you know, Manuel Noriega was a CIA agent serving as dictator. But anyway, and, you know, we gave billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars to the Taliban to kill Russians. We gave hundreds of millions of dollars to Saddam Hussein to kill Iranians. So, I mean, the government, you know, for all of their, you know, for all of their whatever, are really poor judges of character.
Yeah, they're not doing very well.
No, their track record is like nothing for me. So, you know, if they're going to handpick who's going to run Iraq now that Saddam's gone, I mean, shit, to our children,
yeah,
that person will be Saddam Hussein.
Yeah, not only did we create a bunch of martyrs, but we're going to create another monster by handpicking, right, quote, handpicking the next government.
That's really going to endear us to the Iraqi people that would come in and we bomb their country and we kill their children and we bomb their medical facilities, and then we install a leader. Yay, and they just expect democracy to just bubble out of it. I mean,
yeah.
On how it works.
It'll just rise to the top, bland. Yeah. People love their freedom.
They have freedom. They should have freedom to choose their own leaders.
You would think. You know, and regardless, the media should be, you know, unlike David 4263 and Michelle 6617, who don't have to be responsible for jack shit, maybe they should be, right? And yes, we know that Rupert Murdoch and his conservative media is going to give their slant always, but, you know, maybe some shouldn't. Maybe some should have the intelligence, right, and the wherewithal to report how Counterspin shows it. That's why I love that show. I got to tell you, that's probably my favorite show.
That's on shortwave.
It is?
Is it? I mean,
I listened to it on the FM dial.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You might not find it even on your local station, your local public radio station, right? Your station that plays NPR. You might not find it on that station. I'm lucky, and I do. I can find that. I can listen to it. And there's lots and lots of other shows. There's one thing I'd like to do. I'm sure if you've listened to Off the Wall or any of the Brain Damage, there's actually a listen line for WUSB. You can call a phone number and listen. I want to try that. Where did I do? Aha. Let me try that real quick. All right, Blaine, one second.
Excellent.
It's usually busy. Yeah. But theoretically, you can call up and listen to the radio. That'd be great. I mean, talk about one way. You know, hey, shit, if you can't afford a radio for crying out loud, maybe, and you you have that inexpensive phone line, maybe you can listen there. I know that's probably not likely. There's another there's a radio station at the University of Kansas at KU, and I don't know the call sign. They have something similar. You can call up and actually listen to news pieces, right, from the show. Let's try that. Okay, that's odd. I've tried it before, and I've listened to actual pieces that they played on their radio station. They had interviews, like last time I called, they talked about the Mars rover, right?
Right.
Good stuff. I don't know why it didn't work now. Maybe it has a 9 to 5 kind of hours. But those are a couple ways you can interact with your local radio station. And I bring it up, and I do these things because I'd actually like to set something up for the station here in town. I would like to, maybe I'll donate time or money. I'd like to set up a listen line, an audio line, where people could call up. You know, maybe you're waiting at, maybe you're getting your oil changed or something. You're waiting somewhere and you've got a phone that you can make, local courtesy calls on. You could call up and listen to your favorite show. You could call up and listen to some alternative music. I mean, real alternative music, you know.
And speaking of which, I have quite possibly the greatest radio phone number ever. Everyone get this phone number tattooed on you somewhere so that you never forget it.
Let's hear it.
If we could you dial us in on this?
Yes.
718-387-6962.
You want to just dial it or talk about it first?
Just dial it up. We'll talk about that first.
Let's go. Not working either.
Yeah.
Well, talk about it, Bland.
That is the 20-year-old They Might Be Giants dial-a-song.
Really?
Yep.
20 years?
20 years.
That's awesome.
All that number, you get to hear some They Might Be Giants music.
Dude, that's very cool. I mean, how cool is that? To listen to music, right? Music you won't hear on the radio. You probably do hear They Might Be Giants. I don't know.
No.
There you go. Or to hear these alternative programs like Counterspin, right? Like any other of the programs that you listen to on NPR, and get information. I think that's a great way to get the information you need if you don't have a radio around.
Those are numbers that you should keep in your freak notebook, because if you're at the airport, if you're somewhere,
yeah,
bored off your ass and no one to talk to, nothing to do, man, go to one of those payphones. Pick it up, you know?
Hell yeah. If you're at work and you can't have a radio and it's a local call,
yeah,
bingo, baby. You can talk to the station for a few minutes as your boss walks by.
Yeah. Oh, yes, Mr. Jenkins. I'll have those TPS reports with the proper cover letters on them.
Yes. You know? So that's why I bring up that aspect. I'm hoping to be more active. That's one of the things I'd like to do. I'm planning on volunteering. Support your local radio. Listen to the local radio. Right? It's a beautiful thing. You're gonna hear what you should be hearing everywhere else. Right? You're going to hear the side of the story that standard media will not give you. They can't give you. They'll go out of business.
Yeah, those ad sponsors pull out quicker than them.
Exactly. And that's what makes it even much more important, right? That's an even bigger reason to to support these great stations. I've been enjoying it. More and more every day. So I'm going to be volunteering.
And use your eyes as well. Now I have DirecTV, home of late night bukkake porn, but DirecTV is also home of I watch BBC News, and I watch the news programs at night because it comes on about 11 o'clock at night, about the time I'm going to bed. And you know, it's BBC News. It's global. I mean, they talk about other countries.
Yeah.
No, it's weird. You
it's
know?
Amazing, and, huh? There's other countries and other languages? No.
And they're I'm sure they're biased, but since I don't hold, it's like bias balancing, because I don't hold any of the British political biases that they would have.
Right.
But I do have the American political bias jammed down my throat. So it's easier for me to get objective news, because it's not, I don't hear a clear slant, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's just, and apart from that, it really is just a lot more straightforward. I mean, it's a lot more news, and then, you know, unless they're, you know, they usually bag on America quite a bit, and that's okay. That's good, because there's the things that they bag on America for, the things that I bag on America for. So I feel that, I feel that we're okay there. Also, every morning I get the BBC News on my PDA.
Very nice.
I read BBC News and I read Reuters every morning. You know, and it's good. I mean, it's good. Use your eyes. And I don't, you know, I get all the news, you know, all the important news. I don't get any local stuff, just because, frankly, I don't have much of an interest in a lot of the local stuff. So I get, you know, I get BBC, watch BBC News tonight, get BBC News, you know, in print, and I get Reuters in print every morning, carried with me always. And I know about all the major things. You know, if someone asks me, hey, what is this? I heard something in passing. And that's how it is. The things that I read, you know, two screens about or three screens about in Reuters are the things that they just kind of bring up in passing on American media. You know, you watch Fox or CNN or whatever, and they're just like, oh, yeah, it's good to bomb Iraq, and by the way, you know, 300,000 people were killed in most lives.
Right.
So, you know, you read this, and you get all, you get the actual, the real events, the things that actually matter, the really global things, the things that we should all care about a whole lot more, and I don't get a lot of the, you know, oh, and by the way, Bush is awesome. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't get that.
Or the damn ads.
What's that?
Or the damn ads.
Yeah, yeah, they're news. You know, I don't see any commercials other than like the DirecTV commercials,
right,
on the BBC. And there's no ads. They're not trying to sell you anything when you read Reuters. It's like pulling it straight off the AP wire. Really, I mean, you get just the facts.
Very nice, Blaine. Very nice. I hope you like this segment, because really radio is dear to me. So I hope you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it a lot. This is really the direction I'm going in. Even in my life, I'm becoming more of a citizen of the world. And it's just, you know,
as we should be.
And becoming a citizen of the world is really, it's really fun, because it's like, you know, it's like eating sushi, and it's like eating, you know, palakwala. It's like eating all these things, because it's just like, you can only have so much hamburger and french fries, you know? Your palate is just worn out, it's just exhausted. And you eat exotic foods so that, you know, to really help you, you know, realign yourself with the pleasures of eating, of the experience. And you go and you see these different things, and you learn what that beckoning cat means at the sushi bar. You're
yeah,
at.
Hell yeah.
And you learn all these things, you do all these things because they're different, and there's a whole rest of the world. I mean, you say it, and it doesn't mean anything, but you just come to that realization that there's a whole rest of the world, and you're not the center of it.
Yep.
That's awesome.
It is.
Listen, and to hear what's going on in the rest of the world, to actually pull your head out of your ass. And it's such a you the air is so much better when you have your head out of your ass.
Yeah.
Great.
I was just thinking that, Bland, and I think the first step, what people really have to do, the hard thing to do, is to wake up. Right? To get your head out of your ass, you got to wake up and look for these things and search for these things and turn off all the bad shit, right? And find out what really has meaning. And I can think of no greater meaning than knowing that you are just a part, a small part in a big world. There are a lot of other people, and they live a lot differently than us, and we need to experience that plan. Those are very, very wise words. If I may, one way to wake up, you know, we've had Mina on the show. We talked culture jamming before, and seriously, man, shit, she's talking way over my head. You know, I'll admit it. I finally grabbed, I'm assuming it's Kale Lassen. I'm assuming that's how you pronounce it. Lassen, I'm sure that's how you pronounce the last name. I bought the book Culture Jam, and I'm reading that. That's really, really a good way to wake up. So do that. Read that book. Listen to radio. Listen to lots of radio in many, many forms if you can. Get a shortwave. Listen on the internet. Search that FM and AM dial in your hometown and wherever you go. Bland, thank you very much for an excellent show.
That was a very good show.
Pardon my ranting. I was angry. And I'm going to be channeling, right, the evil and the anger, because that leads to hate and that leads to suffering.
And that is the way of the Windows user.
That's right. So you'll be seeing bigger and better things out of all of us here. All right, we're going to be channeling those emotions, those feelings, and that energy positively.
Yes, in the productive things.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Bland, thank you very much.
Always a pleasure.
All right, see you in 99, my friend.
Excellent.
Later.